As we gather around the written word and listen to the spoken word, may we meet with the living word, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I was thinking a little bit about the wise ones and their search for something. And as I was reading, I got this sense that they felt like they were compelled to look for something. They were looking in the stars for something, and they saw this bright star and they followed it. But I'm not sure they knew exactly what it was they were looking for. They had this compulsion to go and search. They knew there was something. I was trying to think of kind of illustrations for this, and I was thinking maybe, I don't know, if you ever see cooking shows or the Bake Off or something, and they're tasting a dish, and they're like, yeah, there's something missing. I don't know, have you ever had that kind of idea when you're cooking and you taste something, a bit of paprika or some oregano, or there's something missing. You've got to find the missing ingredient. Do you know what I mean? Or you're going with your partner or somebody to IKEA, and they've got an idea that there's something missing from the living room, an ornament or something, or curtains or a blind. They'll know it when they see it. Anybody ever had that experience? You're looking for something, you know, there's something not quite right, you're not sure what it's going to look like when. I'll know it when I see it. I wonder if the wise ones were a bit like that. They had this. They were looking for something in the stars, and they'll know it when they saw it. And they saw this star. Oh, yeah, that's it. And then they followed it. And they weren't quite sure what they were following it to, but they knew there was something, and they knew they would know it when they saw it. And this word, epiphany, anybody know what epiphany means?
Awakening,
yeah. Becoming aware of something, awakening to it, having a revelation, being shown something. Caroline, were you telling me one of your kids learned the word epiphany and then would go around saying, I've had an epiphany. I've had an epiphany. It means being shown something revealed to us, realizing something for the first time. And it's something that God loves to do. It's part of God's character, is revealing things, showing us things all the way through Bible. We'll have a couple of Bible verses. We're going to think about what it is that God shows us, what is being revealed, what are we having an epiphany about in this. So in Psalm 98, we read, the Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. And what have we got there being revealed? God's righteousness and his salvation. That's right. Now, the amazing thing is, this is a psalm, this is in the Old Testament, but this is before Jesus. We look at Jesus and we say, yes, God has made his salvation known in Jesus. He's shown us what righteousness looks like in Jesus. But this was in the Old Testament. Even before Jesus came, God was showing how he loves to rescue people, what it means to live the right life. In Job 12, we read this. God reveals the deep things of darkness and brings utter darkness into the light. What does God reveal? Things in the shadows, things in the dark. What do we read in John 1 around Christmas? Light shines in the darkness. The darkness has not overcome it. Whatever's dark in our life, God shines light into it and reveals it and delivers us from it. And then, of course, we move into Jesus' ministry. And early in John's eyewitness account of Jesus' life, he tells the story of a wedding. He goes to this wedding. What happens at this wedding? Anybody know? They run out of wine. Oh no, disaster. Can you imagine Christmas Day? You run out of wine. Wedding, you run out of wine. And what does Jesus do? He makes more wine. Why did he do that? This is what Jesus says. What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. What did Jesus reveal? His glory. And what was the consequence of Jesus revealing his glory? The disciples believed. Jesus showed how glorious he was, how powerful he was, what authority he had, and his followers believed in him. And this is a good one. Listen carefully. Who does God reveal things to? In Luke's historical account of Jesus' life, in Luke 10, it says this. At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you're pleased to do. Who does God show things to?
Children.
And what is it about children that is open to God showing them things? I think it's because they're open to being shown. Just like the basic approach of a child to the world is wonder. An openness to learning. And as we get older, perhaps our kind of cynicism grows. Our wonder goes away and we think more and more that we know it all. We're less open to being shown things by God in the way that children are. And then also in Luke in 22, Jesus says, all things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. What does Jesus do? Reveals the Father to us. If we want to know what God is like, we look at Jesus in his life, in his love, in his teaching, in his ministry, in his reaching out to people, in his care for people. This is what God is like. If we want to know what God's like, we look at Jesus and he shows us. He shows us. This is one of the things Jesus came to do, fundamentally, was to show us what God is like. And here's the thing. As Jesus shows us what God is like, as we see more and more clearly what God is like, as those pixelated images get clearer and clearer for us, so we get to know God better, we actually discover more about who we are as well. Because Jesus shows us God in his divinity and he shows us in his humanity. I wish I'd thought of this earlier because I would then have had a picture on the screen so I could have shown this to you. But I was thinking about this as the service started. I'm going to say Rembrandt. Those of you who know art better afterwards can come and correct me afterwards. But my understanding is that one of the real skills of the Renaissance artists was their use of light. And if you see pictures from paintings from that period of the nativity scene, the way they've done it is that Jesus is the source of light in the picture. Yeah? You know what I'm talking about. Google it. Because then as the light shines out, it's not like glowing like a lamp. They do it more subtly than that. But you see all this light reflected off the faces of the people gathered round the manger, of the faces of the shepherds and Mary and Joseph and the wise ones. And the thing is about that, it's in the light of Jesus that we see who else is there. It's in the light of Jesus that we see ourselves. Think about it a moment. It's as we see and realize and it's revealed to us that God is our Father, that we realize and see ourselves as God's children. It's as it's revealed to us and we see that God is our Creator, that we see ourselves and understand ourselves to be created, each one of us. As it's revealed to us, as we see more clearly that God is the one who loves us, that we see ourselves as beloved and lovable. It's as we see Jesus as the one who came to earth for us and died on the cross and was raised to life and ascended to heaven so that we could be forgiven. So as we realize that and it's revealed to us and we realize that we are forgiven. Yeah, I could keep going. I'm not going to. But just a bit of homework for you. Think about it. Think about the different characteristics of God. And it's as we see those more clearly that we see who we are more clearly. Beloved, children, forgiven, freed. All of that is revealed to us as God's nature is revealed to us. One of the things it says in the Bible is that we are created in the image of God. You heard about Isaiah? We bear the image of God. And I thought for a long time that was like, you know, like you get those ink pads and stamps. Yeah? It was like somehow we were created and then the image of God was stamped on our forehead or something, or impressed into us. It was like we were created and then we had the image of God imprinted on us. And I've come to think that that's not right. I think it's more structural than that. I think it's like we're sculpted. It's not like we have something printed on us saying image of God. It's like we're sculpted in the image of God. It's fundamental to who we are. And that's why that as we see God more clearly, we see ourselves more clearly. That image of God that we are is central to who we are gets covered over with all kinds of nonsense. One of the things Jesus did in his mission to us was to start stripping that away. It's what the Holy Spirit continues to do in our life, to strip away the nonsense that covers and obscures and mars the image of God that is truly who we are, that is core to our identity. The wise ones knew what they didn't really know what they were looking for, but knew they'd know it when they saw it, and they saw it in Jesus. And as they came to him and worshipped him, so their nature as worshippers was revealed to them. But there are two different reactions to God's revelations, both God's revelation of who God is and God's revelation of who we are, that we see in this story. We have the wise ones. They were overwhelmed with joy. They were overwhelmed with worship. They laid down their treasure. That was their response to finding what they were seeking for, to seeing this thing that was being shown to them. What was Herod's response to the revelation that a king had been born?
Sneaky.
Yeah. Angry, troubled, proud, plotting, trying to do away with it. It can be scary when we find out things about ourselves, can't it? It can be scary when it looks like there's something or somebody who claims to be our king, asking for our obedience. There might be things that we need to lay down. We need to decide how we're going to respond to what God is showing us about who God is and about who we are. So just some questions for us to think about as we go into this new year. Is there something we're looking for? Does it feel like there's something missing? Not sure what it is, but we'll know it when we see it. What are we searching for? Let's bring that to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit to show us, to lead us, to guide us, like that star guided the wise ones. And as we do that, let's open our hearts to be open to what God is showing us, about both about who God is and about who we are. And let's allow the Holy Spirit to work his healing in us and to free us from anything that is marring or hiding that image of God in us. And let's be humble in our response to the revelation. Let's follow the example of the wise ones, lay down our treasures, and worship the true King. Amen.